One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Coming up today.
What is Christ? What do you mean by Christ? Christ is the English translation of the Greek word that was translated from the Hebrew, Messiah. This Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. That was the message, that Jesus is the Christ. This is too important. Never underestimate the power of this. There is no remission of sin in any religion. No religion has remission of... You know what remission of sins is? It means the removal, the expiation of sin. How? Who can blot out your sins? If you have done something wrong, who can atone for your sins? Even atonement is not enough, because atonement is a covering of the sin. But how can your sin be blotted out of memory? From God's memory, not even your memory. How can the power of your sin be taken away from you that it should not destroy you? Who will do that for you? It's not in religion. But in Jesus Christ, let me show you. In Acts chapter 13 from verse 38, let me show you. It says, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus. Okay, if you read the previous verses, you see it's talking about Jesus. That through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Now the word forgiveness is translated from the Greek aphesis. It means remission. Okay, remission of sins. It says, through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins. Look at the next thing. And by him, by Jesus, all that believe are justified from all things. Oh God. The word justified means to be acquitted. Did you get that? To be acquitted. When you are acquitted, you are told, you are not guilty. What? Do you realize what I just told you? Many, many Christians don't understand that yet. Because they think Jesus paid for our sins is all there is to it. No, he paid for the sins of the whole world. But when you come to him and you believe in him, you receive a new life. You become a new creature. A new person in the presence of God. And so, in the presence of God, you are not guilty of any sin because you are new. That's the meaning of justification. Acquittal. You are acquitted, not paid for. You believed in the payment, then he gave you eternal life and a new life. So you became a new person. You are no longer the one that was paid for. You are a new creature. That's why you are acquitted. He says, therefore, being justified, acquitted by faith, we have peace with God. We are at one with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So in Jesus, there is justification. Acquittal. Listen, when you stand in the presence of God, the way God sees you, he looks at you through Jesus. And he doesn't see all the sins you ever committed. He doesn't see them. He sees you as pure as Jesus is.
You see that now? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I share these things with you because you have to understand the opportunity that I have tonight is unusual. Everywhere, every country and territory of the world, there are people listening. This is so important. And so it's important for me to bring to you what Christ actually came to do. He came to save you. And one day, he will come back to this world. He told us in the scriptures the things that will happen as signs before he will come. And another important thing is this. He showed us in the scriptures, it will take almost, listen, it will take 2,000 years from when he left till when he comes back. 2,000 years. And I can show it to you in scripture. The important thing is, he told you, you don't know the day or the hour. Since you don't know the day or the hour, prepare to meet your God. Prepare. Because since he left till now, is almost 2,000 years. And there are things that the Bible tells us will happen during that period. And we're watching so much of it happening. And within this period, all these signs must be wisely understood in the scripture. Don't let anyone deceive you. And what I'm telling you now, many have been saying it for a long time. Listen, if they have been saying it for a long time, the more reason why you should be careful now. Because that means before now, if it was near then, it is nearer now. But to think that he will not come, you are deceiving yourself. He's coming. He's coming and he's coming soon. So remember what I've just told you. And that's why he's making it possible for us to take the gospel everywhere. No matter the challenges. No one is able to stop us. It's not possible. Not a power in this earth can stop what is going on. No power, no government, nothing. Because this is the plan of Jesus Christ, and he's greater than all. He's greater than all. Remember, when God wants to save men, he doesn't send angels. He sends other men to save men. Remember that. That's his policy. He sends men to save men. He sends men to bring a message. That's why he himself had to become a man to bring salvation to us. It's his policy. That's why I'm bringing you this message, because God sent me, and that's why you're seeing all those signs. That's the reason Rhapsody of Realities, God wants to prove it to you. That's why with Rhapsody of Realities, many have received the same things that Jesus Christ came to prove that he was sent by God and gave us the same power to prove it to men. He said, go and tell John what you see and hear. He said, the blind receive sight, the deaf hear, the lame walk, dumb speak, the lepers are cleansed, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And all these things you have seen, whether I was preaching to you on television, on the internet, or with Rhapsody of Realities, our daily devotional, or with the Healing to the Nations magazine. All of these signs you have seen to prove to you the same thing, that this message is from God, and you should believe it for your salvation.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. The Word of God, the power that builds nations. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.